Parshas Vayera begins. Vayera Elov Hashem Ve'eloinei Mamrei V'hu Yoshe Pesach Ha'ayok Ha'chaim Ha'yayim. The Rebbein Shalom reveals himself to Avram Avinu on the plains of Mamre. Famous Rashi Ve'eloinei Mamrei. Why did the Rebbein Shalom reveal himself in the plains of Mamre? Specifically, why did he tell us? What's the significance? Who shenosim le'etza al hamila? Because Mamre gave Avram Avinu etza on the mila. Lefichach nigla elav bechelkoi. Therefore, he's quoting a mezuzah on chuma. He was zeichet. The Rebbein Shalom was megala himself to Avram Avinu in his land, in his territory. Question is number one. It seems that Avram Avinu went to get an etza. He wanted to know, Mezhu says, he went to Eshkel Aner and Mamre. He says, should I have a bris mila? Eshkel Aner said, no, don't. One was because you're going to be weak and people are going to come and they'll fight you, your mechama you lose, or people will say you're crazy and no one's going to want to become Jewish, no one's going to want to become, you're trying to get the world to know about the great Rebbein Shalom. I'm going to say the great Rebbein Shalom, look what he's telling these people to do, they're cutting themselves and then the bris mila, it makes no sense. Mamre said, do it.
I just have a question. Eshkol said not to because he'll be weak and people might fight him, but the recovery was, I mean, maybe because he was 99, but like how long would the recovery have been even?
They say it'll be right away. In other words, even the recovery is 3 days. 3 days is the worst. Bris Mila, that's when the Chazal tells us, the third day was when he was saying is the worst. So for the first 3 days, you definitely can't do much, and fourth and fifth, and if you know all the ma'isim about the people in Russia, the Yidden, who have bris mila when they're older, the recovery seems to be quite a while, actually. First of all, even if it's in a couple of days, they can go and say, oh, now is our chance. The raya is, what does Shimon and Levi do? Shimon and Levi went by Shechem and they gave him bris mila and they ready to kill them. So the world's going to hear. Avraham Avinu was greater than the President of the United States. He was right. Well known throughout the world, Avraham Avinu. And if anyone find out, oh, Avraham Avinu had that bris mila, they're going to come attack right away. They're not waiting even 2 days necessarily. It's right away. Okay, that was one of the answers is that the question, some answer, how can Avraham Avinu ask? Avraham Avinu is not sure. He has to ask, should I do it? Chas v'shalom.
Right.
So some say he was asking, should he do it in public or betzina? Should he do it in rabbi or betzina? No, should he do it shalom height that no one will know and no one will find out so that he won't get attacked by war and he won't have other problems. So therefore, that was his shayla. Okay. So the Mizrahi, some Mizrahi this year says, unbelievable shot. He says, the reason why Avraham Avinu asked an etzah was because he wanted to hear what they were going to say. But he knew what they were going to say. He was convinced that they were all going to tell him, don't do a bris mila. Happens to be Mamre said yes. A good Mamre got his choice. But he knew they were going to say no. He wanted to show everybody, the world. I don't care what the world thinks. I don't care, I'm going to go. Not Charlie said, well, maybe he would have convinced himself, I didn't ask. And I thought everyone would say it's a great idea. I know everyone thinks it's a crazy idea. I'm going to go ask. I'm going to ask on there. I'm going to ask Eshkol. I'm going to say, should I do it? They're going to say, no, you're crazy to do it. I'm going to do it anyways. You know why? Because the Rebbein Shalom told me. That's it. That's what he was showing. It's a message for Klal Yisrael. There is. Was put down Shulchan Aruch. You shouldn't be embarrassed of what we do. A guy is going to see, oh, look what they're doing. The weird Jews. The Rebbein Shalom tells us to do it. We do it. It doesn't matter what the world thinks. As they state in Mizrahi. The question is, though, why is this chus that Mamre told Avraham Avinu, the Eitz Al Hamila, why was he therefore Zeicha to this specifically? You know, there's a Mida Kenega Mida, every time someone gets a reward, it's a direct correlation between what he did. What's the correlation between Mamre giving an Eitz Al Hamila and Avraham Avinu having the Gilui Shechina from the Rebbein Shalom that Mamre was Zeicha was in his territory? What's the connection? It says in the Oyde Yosef Chai, the Pasuk says, Kapitel Yudchas, Pasuk Yudchas, V'avrom hoyo yiyel goy godol v'atzim, v'nivruch uvoy koel goy yaretz, He adopted the man Hashem. He said, "His bana the bed after of Hashemu derech Hashem." Last day, stop mishpat. Question is, what's going on with it? The bana Shah Avram is going to become a great nation. Goy gadol va'atzum v'nivchu boy kol goy yaris. Everyone's going to be blessing him to them, all the nations of the world. He adopted the man Hashem. He said, "His bana of his base yachrob." What? Where do we come in with the bana of and the base yachrob? Why don't we just say, keep it simple? That's what we're talking about over here, Avram Avinu. What? It sounds like there's a connection that it's because of Avram Avinu's children that he was Eichel Torah. So he explains, it says in Tehillim, in Kapitel Tzadik Bei, Pasuk Gimel, Tzadik Hatoma Yifroch Ke'erz Balvon Yiske. Tzadikim are nimshel to trees. They're like trees. What does it say before that in Pasuk Ches? It says, Beferach Rishoyim Kimoy Esef. Goyim, Rishoyim, not Goyim, but Rishoyim are nimshel to grass. He says, what's the difference between grass and a tree? Grass, you really see the entire thing above the ground. You pull out the grass, there's no real roots. I mean, it's in the ground, but there's no real roots. So what you see is what you get. When you pull it out, there's nothing there. A tree, on the other hand, you pull out a tree out of the ground, even the tree is no longer alive, there's roots going all the way down. So he explains, O Yosef Chai, is that that's the Yisoid, that a person, he can have only a certain effect in this world. Avraham Avinu lived for 175 years. Adam Rishon of 930. Everyone has a definitive amount of time they're going to live on this world. What happens when they're not on this world? How do they have an everlasting effect? The everlasting effect of a tzaddik is that even b'misasa, even when he's dead, he's called b'chayim, he's called alive. Why? Because he has the roots. The roots, his children, his great-grandchildren, his great-great-great-great-grandchildren, all the roots going down, he's still here. Those roots are always here. Good Rishoyim, on the other hand, they have roots, it's grass. Once they're not here anymore, once the grass dies, there's nothing here. And that's why the concept of we're saying is Avram, we're saying is that it's, that's Avram, but Avram is one of his basic, that's part of Avram of him. It's not Pshad with all, it's the schus of his children and grandchildren. It is. But it's because of Avraham Avinu that he is a tzaddik and he has roots because he is a tree. Okay, and the tree, that's why he's eicher. That's why he's eicher to this. That's the reason for this. It says in the Oy Yisrael, Yesh Pesach Oyel. What does it mean Yesh Pesach Oyel? Avraham was sitting there. He was waiting for guests to come. He was Yoshev Pesach. He says that Avram was a true tzaddik. He was an onuf. Avram Avinu felt that he was sitting Pesach. He wasn't in the oil. Oil referring to the Shechina. Avram felt he wasn't right yet. So he was sitting on the outskirts of the Shechina, of the oil. That's how the way a person grows in Ruach Nias, and the way it becomes closer, the way he gets a Shaykhis to getting a real Shaykhis, and to having Ruach Nias, and to getting the Shechina to speak to him, is when you have this Mida, this tremendous Mida that he didn't make it yet. No, Avraham Avinu is like, I made it. And he's sitting, Yoshev Be'oil. He's Yoshev Pesach. I don't know if he's in the Yisrael. Nebe Moshe says, it says, Vayera Elov Hashem. It doesn't say, Vayera Avraham, that Vayera Elov Hashem Be'ilay Neimam, Vayera Elov to him. It was revealed to him, Hashem. Hashem revealed himself to him. Who's him? We know it's Avraham Avinu. Why didn't the Pasuk say Avraham Avinu? So Ben Moshe explains that we're saying him is that we're trying to not focus on one person, the person of Avraham Avinu. We're trying to focus on person him, whoever him represents. Which means Avraham and all his descendants after him. Like we said before in the chat with the trees, that it's someone that's going to continuously go. He says very interesting, Ben Moshe. He continues. He says over here, when Avraham Avinu, When he had a bris mila, it says that it was a bris. It was a bris mila. There's a bris, the bris mila between Avram and the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you look, when it says, when the command for a bris mila, the actual command, all it says is, Avayayim Hashmini Yimel Basar Bosai. No bris. What happened to bris? We call it a bris mila. For everyone, yeah, you go to the bris today. We don't even say mila anymore. We just say that you go to the bris this morning. When it says in the pasuk, "Vayemish mila b'sar losay," no bris. So he explains this, is that you should know that anytime you go to Bris Milah, it's not a new Bris. The first and initial Bris was with Rebbeinu Sholem and Avraham Avinu. Part of the kiyum of that Bris is that every year that all of his male descendants should always have a Milah. So when we go to a Bris Milah, what we're doing is we're just being mekayim that original Bris with Avraham Avinu and Rebbeinu Sholem. It goes back, and as we reconnect it, we're continuous. It's a continuity. The deris that we're keeping up this Bris. It's not a new thing every time. It says in the Rosh, in the Psachim, that view, there's two different types of brachas we make. Some brachas we say al. Like you say mitzvah al milah, and al tfilas kelim. There's many examples you say mitzvah bracha al. And then there are times, instead of the word al, you say li. Lishmaya kol sefer. La seik v'nibes tevah. What's the difference? What's the difference? Why sometimes the nusach is al, and sometimes the nusach is li? So the Rosh gives a general rule. There are some questions on all the general rules that all the Rishayim, of the difference, and all of them you have to find for certain that don't seem to fit. But the general rule is, al is something that's able to be done through a shliach. Le is something that you have to do yourself. For example, like we said, al hamilah. Anyone can make a shliach to do a bris milah. Al tvilas kelim. You don't have to go b'tayv your own kelim. You could certainly have someone else go b'tayv kelim. When you say l'shmoya kol shayfer, you can't have someone else. You can't say, I'm going to stay home today, and you do me a favor, you go be yetzir the mitzvah kol shayfer. It doesn't work. You have to hear it. Lasik b'divrei seira. I mean, nowadays, you know, you can send a donation to such and such organization, and they learn for you. You don't have to do anything. So but according to the Rosh, it doesn't work. Right. Because it's a lasik b'divrei seira. You have to do it. Let's say if I give money to someone else, they're doing it. Okay, that's a separate thing of maybe you're getting the schus of it. But you're not learning teira, l'maisa. If you're saying that you're not learning. Lasik b'divrei seira. You have a chiyuv to learn teira. That's the difference between al and lah.
What's the... I'm just curious, what's muchach and the lashon though? Why one is one way, one is the other?
Because le is more direct than al. In other words, the Rosh commanded me al on the mitzvah of milah, al hamilah, al tefilas hakelim, on the concept of tefilas hakelim. The Rosh commanded me lishmaya, to listen. Al is on and le is to. So it's really, I mean, I think the Rosh is pretty, the way we touch the words, I think it fits in very nicely.
Sure, yeah.
Al is on, which means it's on the mitzvah of Mila. Who could do it? Lishmaya. Rosh on the command, Lishmaya kol shayfer. To listen to, not on this mitzvah. That's a more direct thing, which is why you have to do it yourself. So Hamshik takes this Rosh and he explains. If you notice when I said Rashi, I read Rashi, his words, and he says he gave him an Eitzah Al Hamilah. That's what Mamre did. What is Al Hamilah? Zakhtar Mam Shik. Mamre was giving him an Eitzah. Avraham Avinu had a question. He says, I'm 99 years old. I'm an old person. I don't know that I can do a Bris Milah well. My hands are not so sharp anymore. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to mess it up. So Mamre said, don't worry. It's Al Hamilah. The bracha is Al Hamilah. You can have a shliach do it. And Chazal tells Rebbeinu Sholem did it with Avraham Avinu. So Mamre's Eitzah was, is that you shouldn't worry because do it through a shliach, and the shliach will be there by Rebbeinu Sholem. Very interesting. And it says in Rashi, Al Hamilah. The reason why we say Al Hamila, specifically Al Hamila, with the hey, not Al Mila, but Ahamila, what do Mila? So it happens to be the way we're saying is we have an answer. What's Al Hamila, do Mila? That bris, according to the Bei Moshe, Bei Moshe doesn't say this, but according to the Bei Moshe, we're saying Al Hamila is referring to that original, it's not, yes, there's a bris Mila happening now, but we're going back Al Hamila of the original bris connecting to Avraham Avinu with Avraham Avinu's bris Mila. So that's Hamila, Hamila, the Mila. What's the Mila? We're talking about that original Mila. This is just like an extension of it. It's not a separate mitzvah, but it's an extension of that. But the Rizal says is that if you do a gematria of Mila in Makoyla, it's 86. 86 is a gematria elikim, which we know gematria elikim represents the gevuras Hashem, but it's also the midas hadin. He says if you add hamila, you add a hey to that. 86 plus 5 is 91. 91 is the gematria of the shame of Adnus and the shame Havaya. So by saying Al Hamila, we're bringing in a mida of Rachmanis and Chesed of the Rebbeinu Shel into this mila. That's why we say Al Hamila. So perhaps we can explain now why specifically Mamre Rezeicha to have the Shechina revealed to him. What was Mamre giving Avraham an Eitzah? Not like the Mizrahi with beautiful Pshat Mizrahi, but what was he giving an Eitzah? Avraham Avinu said this: how am I going to be able to do it? I'm an old person. Mamre said, Al Hamila, Deacon Rashi, Al Hamila, do it Al Hamila. If you do it Al Hamila, what does it mean the Rebbeinu Shel is going to be with you? What's the Yisai? If you notice that the mitzvah of Mila is done an 8-day-old boy. Hopefully, right. He's able to. An 8-day-old boy can't do anything for himself. Everything is done for him. It's the very first mitzvah that is he's mekayim, and it's not done for him. What is the whole Yisrael over here? What is it? What are we learning? The very first mitzvah that every year has cannot be done by him. It's a mitzvah that already happens, a kiyum in him before he's 13 years old. It's a kiyum deraisa. It was a bris milah. It was a bris milah done on him. What's the pshat? The pshat is that we have to know that everything we need to help the Rebbeinu Shel. The Rebbeinu Shel has to be there with us. We need the Rebbeinu Shel. Mamre was zeicha to have the Shechina be revealed to him, to Avram, not to him, but to Avram in his territory, because he understood this concept that without the Rebbeinu Shel there's nothing. And he told Avram Avinu, you're worried about doing the Bismillah. Al Hamila. You should do the Bismillah Al Hamila. The Rebbeinu Shel is going to help you. If the Rebbeinu Shel will help you, you'll be able to do it. Without the Rebbeinu Shel, you can't do it anyways. And that's why he was zeicha specifically to this aspect of that the Shechina was megala to Avraham Avinu in his territory.
That's a good Mida Keneged Mida. Okay.
That's what we're trying to come up with. That's what we're trying to come up with. Where's the Mida Keneged Mida? Right. That's a beautiful and very nice, but what's the Mida Keneged Mida? Perhaps we can say that's the Mida Keneged Mida. A little later in the parasha, Pasuk says, "Vatitzchak sora bekir bo lemar achareha b'loisi hoiseli edna v'adrei nizofi." She left. There was a haftacha. The malachim came. We know three malachim came and said, "Listen here, Sarah is going to have a baby in 1 year." And she left. She says, "Vatitzchak sora bekir bo lemar achareha hoiseli edna." First of all, she says her body's not capable. And secondly, my husband's old. Two reasons it's not happening. And then the pasuk continued, the Torah continued. Why is she laughing? Anything the Rebbeinu Shel can't do? So, what's going on up here? It's hell. Sorry, men we're talking about. Rashi a little bit further says, in the capital of
later, that Kam Chota Sura Meni Lesvi in the Ramban.
Yeah.
The Lord, the Shesurai, this is the Zeshur, it's the first thing in the Ramban.
Yeah.
Kam Chota Ramban says that Sura Meni had a big chet.
Yeah.
Everyone asks me, how can the Ramban say such a thing?
I don't know how the Ramban can say, but we're going to maybe touch up that it wasn't such a big chet. Am I saying she did it, so we have to try to understand.
Somebody told me Reb Moshe said it at the Talmud program.
What?
It's impossible that Ramban should write Surah Meni that she is sin. That's not a chet.
The pas in Kapitel Chof Allah Pasuk Gidbeis, the pasuk says Shema Bekoila. There was an argument between Avram and Sarah about Hagar, and the Rebbeinu Shel says Shema Bekoila. Listen to what she's saying.
So that's what
the Koil Ruach Hakodesh Sheba with the Koil of Ruach Hakodesh. Lamadnu she Avram Tofel Sarah Ben Avias. Avram Avinu was a Tofel. Sarah Ben Avias was a greater Avias than Avram Avinu. So she was obviously a holy person. In case we weren't sure, Rashi tells us, meaning that we should know anyways. But Rashi says it straight out, perhaps greater than Avram and Avias. Not perhaps, he says straight out, greater than Avram and Avias. Maybe, does that mean she was greater than him? Not necessarily, but she definitely had a mile over him in Avias. So what's that? What is going on over here? Sarah Meir was laughing. The Banish did not often come and say that, you know, that mamish doesn't make sense. What's pshat? What is pshat? And then, to top it all off, the Banish says we're going to name this child Yitzchak. So yes, and Yitzchak, the Rashi tells us, because Avraham Avinu was happy, he laughed, it was Yitzchak of Simcha. But Maisa Yitzchak also, we know that the pasuk is Milchal, and that's Tzachak Asara. I mean, so which seems a very negative aspect to it. What's Pshat? It says in the Vinyo, in Bav Metzia Peizayin, the Malachim came and they said, the pasuk test, where is your wife Sarah? And he answered, "He named Ariel. She's in the Ariel." Zok de Binyo. He says, "Amar de Yivart." The Malachim knew exactly where Sarah was. They didn't have to ask. Why did they ask? They asked. That's what she said. But the Binyo said a different chat. Why did they ask? They asked because they wanted him to realize that she was at Snu and she was in the Ariel. But more than that, they want to, and now that we're asking you, where is Sarah Ishtacha? Where is she? Now we're going to tell you what? That you're going to be zeichet to have a child. You know why you're zeichet to have a child? Because of her tzniyus. Not just to be mechava about it. That's actually, yes, beautiful, but he takes it a step further. That's the reason. You want to know why you're being zeichet. You're a holy man. You're great. But you're going to be zeichet because of Sarah. And they want to bring up Sarah's name first. Where is she? She's in the oil. We know that. We're well aware. But we want you to realize that, and that's the reason why you're getting this chus. Unbelievable shot. So again, we're strengthening the greatness of Sarah Yemenu over here. So what's shot? It says in the Belzer Rebbe, says, when it says Marash. Marash.
Sure.
Yes.
First problem.
Matitzchak. It says that she believed. She's a chah believed. She didn't believe. What was her fear? Her fear was the same fear of all the gedolim that we have in the time of Yaakov Avinu, and we see this concept of fear. Yaakov Avinu was scared that he Hashashon, the Rashi tells us, he was scared that perhaps he did a chet. Even though there's going to be avtocha, ke'es chayo could be a very long time. It happens to be told that it's a year, that it's going to be a year. But the word ke'es could be a long time or a short time. So she's scared. Beautiful. I have avtocha, then I'm going to have a child. But the only problem is that I have, that means I have to be deserving of it. What happens if from now until that time I'm going to do a chet? So I'm going to lose it. So she laughed to say she was belittling herself, laughing. It's a beautiful hatocha, but practically speaking, it's not going to happen because I'm not great enough for that. That was her laughter. Her laughter wasn't the one. It wasn't Shem Yigim Hachet. That was her answer. And Rabbi Ramban says, Avram didn't say it to Sarah. She heard the Malach saying it to Avram. Now, who was this Malach? If you remember the beginning of Asher, this Malach was Shloisha Anoshim. People that looked like, they looked like Arabs. They were three people. They were nobodies. It wasn't a big Godel. It wasn't a Malach. Yeah, we know. They looked like people. So she heard that there's some guy outside talking to her husband and saying, "Oh, by the way, you should know that, you know, your wife's going to have a child." She left. The Ramban says, but there's still time on her, because a birchas hedyet, if you get a bracha from a hedyet, you still shouldn't laugh. You should say, the Rosh Hashanah should make it so. That's what you should say. Amen, Kain, you say amen. Someone gives you a bracha, a hedyet. You know, first of all, you don't know whose chosim they have anyway. And again, these are malachim coming. Correct. Zok Nahami Dover. And it says, Beloisi Hoysali Edna. So she was explaining, there's two parts. She says, Achai Beloisi Hoysali Edna, Vadoi Nizaki. I'm old. My skin is not possible. My body can't do it. Vadoi Nizaki. My husband is old. Why did she laugh? She laughed because she made a Zacheshma. The Rebbeinu Shalom can make anything happen. If the Rebbeinu Shalom wants, he can make a rock bring forth a child. The Rebbeinu Shalom can make whatever he wants. So what was the question? The problem was is that the Rebbeinu Shalom made a nace, and she realized that her body became young. She was piercing neither. She became young. Her body became young again. So she thought that the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted her to have a child, but there hateva. The problem is that there is okay. And it can't be, because Lamaisa, even though the Rebbeinu Shalom made my body young, But Avraham Avinu is still too old. So therefore, it's not going to happen because the Baruch Shalom doesn't want to make a nes to the extent that, in other words, that there should be an old person that really can't bederechat have a habit. And that's why she left. Again, perhaps a tanya, but that's why she left. It says in the Shachar Al Teirim, V'Hashem pokad asara asher omar, V'yas Hashem asara kasher diber. What's going on? They seem a little bit. Hashem pokad asara kasher omar, V'yas Hashem asara kasher diber. Kasher omar, kasher diber. What's the difference? What's kasher omar, kasher diber? He says two different things happen. Number one, the Baruch Hashem made that kasher omar, that she's going to have a child. Kasher diber was the medrash, our statement medrash. That Sarah was going to become an aim l'chol ha'goyim. She's going to be a mother to all the nations of the world. What happens? It says in the Yalkut that every isha that was nursing that had children, they dried up. All these children, all these babies had no milk. Sorry, Menu. They were people saying is, yeah, Sarah had a baby. Sarah didn't have a baby. It wasn't her baby. It was Hagar's baby. They made the switcheroo. They made believe it wasn't her baby. How could you prove it? Sarah nursed. Not only did she nurse her baby, but the Alkut says it was like a flowing river. It was mamish like a spring. And Avraham Avinu said, "Let's go nurse all these children." And she said, "Nope, it's not sneeze. I can't go nurse all the babies in the world." Avraham Avinu said, "Now is not the time. You want to know what sneeze is? I'm telling you now, it's going to be a Kiddush Hashem that everyone's going to see that you at this age had a child, and it's your child that's the biggest riot that every you're going to be nursing all the other children. Now is not the time to say is now is not the time," which is an unbelievable. It's so Maisa. It was once a general, a great general, and he ran a tough army, and the kingdom was a very strong kingdom, and he had a sergeant. And someone came over to the general and said, "You think that your army, you think everyone was willing to do everything for your kingdom, for your king? I'm telling you is that I can get him to do whatever I want." He says, "I see he always wears his coat. He'll never take off his coat in public." The guy says, "Yeah, Mr. General, you think so? I bet you 10,000 ruble that he's going to take off his coat." He says, "Go ahead, I'll bet you $10,000. Every one of my people know, every sergeant knows that this, you are 100%, you must leave your jacket on all times, no matter what, and it's no problem. Bet on." This guy goes over to the sergeant. He says, "How about taking off your jacket?" "No, we can't. The rules are, the jacket has to stay on at all times. Not a chance." He says, "Yeah, but..." "No, not a chance." He says, "How about this? Why are you not taking off your jacket? Because you have such respect for the kingdom. How about this? I'm going to give an exorbitant amount of money to the kingdom. I will give you on the spot, right here, right now, 5,000 ruble if all you do is take off your jacket." Sergeant takes off his jacket, and the guy gets his 5,000 rubles. The sergeant and he runs to the general. He did a tremendous act. He got 5,000 ruble for the kingdom. And the general says, "You fool. He bet me 10,000. He just made 5,000 ruble. I told him no one would do it."
Right.
What's the say? We can't make our own chesbonos. We can't. You have to know what is real tznius, what is real chesed. It's what the Torah tells us. And Rav Avinu was telling Sarah, "Your dad, don't go to your dad." That's a different track. Not the same say. Completely different. You have to. The pshat is that, don't make chesbonos. Rav Avinu is saying, "Yeah, but to me, it's not tznius. You don't make kiddush brandis. I'm Avraham Avinu, and I'm telling you, the Baruch Hashem wants to be the biggest kiddush Hashem that we should have." It says in the Kerem David that this is a murder part. He says that, and it says in the pasuk, "V'sor shemach pesach oil v'hu acharav." Shaitan tagim yinisin. Who's v'hu acharav? Yishmael. So now, Yishmael is an only child to Hagar, the maidservant. He's standing behind the door. He's listening in to what's happening here. Malach will come and say, "Avraham, you're going to have a child with Sarah." That's bad for Yishmael. That's really, really bad. Yishmael doesn't want that to happen. Because he's sorry that if you give a bracha to someone, and someone else hears it, and they wish bad on it, and they don't want it, it's makalkal the bracha. So Sarah laughed. That's the count of the pshat. She laughed because she wanted Yishmael to hear. She laughing, saying, "This is very funny. It's not a real bracha. It's not anything." So Yishmael shouldn't get jealous. Yishmael shouldn't start thinking, "No, that shouldn't happen," and curse it. So Yishmael overheard. Yeah, okay. Silliness, and he didn't think twice about it. Of course, Sarah believed it was going to happen. If she believed 100%, she was scared that Yishmael would be mekalkalot. So perhaps we can explain that what's happening over here is with Sarah Imenu. She laughed. She laughed. Of course, she believed that Banishlam could do it. We have a different pshatim. Either because she was scared Yishmael was going to be mekalkalot bracha, or because she felt that she herself wasn't worthy. But inherently, she was a true maimon. But again, as we said, the yisoid is that you always have to stand up, and you can, even so, it seems that she appeared and did something wrong because she laughed. She might have had a good cheshbon, but even when you have a good cheshbon, you have to be careful. Like we said in the last pshat also here, you can't make your own cheshbonis. And even though, and when it says when his name Yitzchak is to remind us, Sarah Imenu and Chal Yisrael, that no matter what, when you have to do the right thing, you have to stand up to people and not be scared. Like we said before, the Baruch Hashem says to do it, I do it. It doesn't matter. There's a bracha that comes my way, don't laugh. Even though she had cheshbonis that maybe were good ones, on her madrega it was still some sort of thing. Have a good Shabbos.